All right, everyone, get ready for another deep dive. Today, we're going to explore the world of healthcare IT startups in 2025.
Sounds pretty cutting edge.
It is. And just so everyone knows, this discussion is coming from materials gathered by LifeX Ventures.
Oh, interesting.
But the audio you're hearing right now, this has been created by Notebook LM's AI.
Ah, so kind of a double layer of tech here.
Exactly. And no spoilers on what the original human content from LifeX was. We're just focusing on what the AI pulled from it.
Got it. So what's on the agenda for today's deep dive?
Well, we're going to be talking about personalized care, the fight against obesity, even how climate change is affecting health.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack.
It is. But it's all connected to the incredible innovation happening in healthcare IT startups right now.
I'm all ears. Let's jump in.
Perfect. Now, to kick things off, just look at Y Combinator. They funded over 100 healthcare IT startups this year alone.
Over 100? That's a huge number.
It is. And it really shows you how much energy and potential investors see in this area.
Absolutely. Lots of activity, lots of competition.
For sure. So with all that in mind, what are some of the big trends you're seeing in this crowded space? What's really catching your eye?
Well, one thing that really jumps out is just how widespread AI has become. I mean, it's everywhere you look.
Yeah, it's gone way beyond just being a buzzword.
Exactly. It's now a core part of so many healthcare solutions.
It's almost like a must-have feature now.
Yeah, not just a nice-to-have anymore.
So it's not just AI for the sake of AI. It has to actually solve real problems.
Absolutely. It has to have a real impact.
Can you give me an example of a company that's using AI in a really smart way?
Oh, absolutely. There's this company, Arintra.
Arintra.
Yeah, they're using AI to tackle the very complicated world of medical coding.
Medical coding.
Yeah, you know, converting those patient charts into insurance claims. And get this, their system has a 96% accuracy rate.
96%? That's incredible.
It is. And think about the implications.
Yeah, how does that actually affect me as a patient?
Well, inaccurate coding leads to denied claims, right?
Right.
Which means hospitals lose money.
And that cost gets passed on to us, the patients.
Exactly. You could end up with unexpected bills.
So Arintra's AI could help make that whole process smoother.
Yes. More efficient, less costly for everyone involved.
So AI is not just some far-off thing. It's already having a real impact.
Absolutely. Making a difference right now.
Okay, so what about other applications of AI? Is it all back-end stuff like coding, or is it getting closer to actual patient care?
It's definitely getting closer to patients. We're seeing companies like Latent.
Latent.
Yeah, they're using AI to analyze electronic health records.
Interesting. What for?
To help speed up the approval of life-saving drugs.
Wow, that's incredibly important.
It is. They're streamlining that whole prior authorization process. You know how that can sometimes be a real roadblock?
Yeah, for sure. Especially for people who need those medications urgently.
Exactly. It's like AI is cutting through the red tape.
That's a fantastic use of AI.
And it's not just about speed either. It's also about making more informed decisions. And one area that's really taken off is digital obesity care.
Obesity care. Now, that's interesting. I know there's been a lot of talk about GLP-1 drugs recently. Is that what's driving this trend?
Definitely a factor. GLP-1 drugs have been super effective, and now we're seeing a bunch of digital platforms popping up.
What do these platforms do?
They're designed to support patients throughout their entire weight loss journey.
So it's more than just prescribing medication.
Oh, much more. They offer personalized treatment plans, track biometrics, even have behavioral health coaching.
It's like a whole holistic approach to managing obesity.
Exactly. And it's attracting a ton of investment. Digital obesity care startups raised $664 million in funding this year.
Wow, $664 million, that's huge. So it's clearly a hot area.
It is, and it's probably only going to keep growing.
So with all that investment pouring in, it sounds like it's a pretty competitive space.
Oh, it's definitely fierce. I mean, there are a lot of weight loss apps out there already, so how did these companies stand out?
Yeah, what makes them different?
Well, a few things. First, they're leveraging the power of those new GLP-1 drugs, which are more effective than older medications.
Right.
And second, they're really using technology to create a more personalized and engaging experience.
So it's not just about willpower anymore.
No, it's about recognizing that obesity is a complex issue and it needs a multifaceted approach.
Makes sense. So how are companies differentiating themselves?
Some are focused on quick and easy access to the GLP-1 meds. Others are building more comprehensive platforms, you know, with a wider range of support services.
Yeah, like a whole spectrum of approaches.
Exactly. And they're experimenting with different business models, too, like partnering with employers to offer weight loss programs as employee benefits.
That's smart, integrating these services into existing systems.
It makes a lot of sense.
So we've talked about AI and obesity care. What about other areas of healthcare IT? Are there any surprising innovations popping up?
Oh, absolutely. Lots of exciting developments, things that go beyond the usual stuff. We're seeing a lot of buzz around patient phenotyping, for example.
Patient phenotyping, what's that?
And the use of digital twins in healthcare.
Wait, digital twins? I thought those were for designing like airplanes and buildings?
Yeah, it's a relatively new concept in healthcare, but with huge potential.
Okay, so how does that work?
Basically, a digital twin is a virtual representation of you.
A virtual me.
Yeah, incorporating all your health data,
right,
your medical history, genetics, lifestyle, everything.
Wow.
And doctors can use it to simulate different treatment options.
That's amazing.
Yeah, predict how you might respond to a treatment, leading to more personalized care.
So it's like having a personalized health simulator.
Exactly. It's pretty wild.
So are there companies actually doing this already?
Yes. There's a company called Phenomic.
Phenomic?
Yeah. They're using patient phenotyping to personalize obesity care treatments. They analyze a patient's phenotype.
Phenotype, Amy.
Basically, a set of shared characteristics to recommend the best treatment approach. So very personalized.
It sounds like healthcare is moving away from that one-size-fits-all approach.
Definitely. Becoming much more individualized.
What other beyond the usual areas are you seeing?
Next generation wearables, they're going way beyond just tracking your steps.
Oh, yeah. What are they doing now?
They're moving into more sophisticated areas like fertility and cardiovascular health.
So we're talking about wearables that could actually diagnose conditions.
That's the idea. With advancements in sensors and AI, they're becoming powerful tools. Imagine your smartwatch detecting early signs of a heart attack.
Wow.
And alerting you to get medical help immediately.
That could be life-saving.
It could be. It's all about using data to provide more proactive and preventative care.
So not just treating diseases after they happen, it's about staying ahead of the curve.
Exactly. And that brings us to another area that's just starting to emerge. Climate health innovation.
Climate change and health.
Yeah. It's an emerging field, but super important as climate change continues to affect human health.
Okay. So what can digital health companies do in that area?
They can develop tools that help people adapt to the changing conditions. Imagine an app that alerts people with asthma to high pollen counts.
That would be helpful.
Or a platform that tracks heat-related illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Provides real-time data to public health officials.
It's like using technology to empower people to make smart decisions about their health.
Exactly. It's a new way of thinking about healthcare, one that acknowledges how interconnected human health and the environment are.
I like that. So it's not just AI, obesity care, or climate health. All of these areas are linked.
They are. And this brings us to another fascinating development, the rise of what I call tapestries of innovation.
Tapestries of innovation. Okay, I'm intrigued.
Well, instead of trying to do everything themselves, digital health companies are increasingly merging and acquiring.
To do what?
To add new features and capabilities to their offerings. It's like weaving together different threads of expertise to create a more comprehensive solution.
So they're recognizing they can't be everything to everyone.
Right. So they're partnering or acquiring to fill in the gaps.
The very strategic approach.
It is, especially in a market as complex and fast-moving as healthcare IT. And it's a trend we're seeing more and more.
That makes a lot of sense. But with all this merging and acquiring going on, what does it tell us about the overall healthcare IT market? Is it becoming more consolidated?
That's a great question, and one we'll explore further in the next part of our deep dive.
All right, everyone, we'll be back soon to continue our exploration.
Looking forward to it. Well, yeah, we are seeing some consolidation, but the healthcare IT landscape, still incredibly dynamic.
So it's not just a game for the big companies.
Not at all. I mean, there are constantly new startups popping up, you know, with fresh ideas, new approaches.
So there's still room for disruption. New companies can make their mark.
Absolutely. Healthcare is notoriously complex, slow to change, and that actually creates opportunities.
How so?
Well, those nimble startups can spot unmet needs, develop solutions that the bigger companies might miss.
That's a good point. So even if we see big companies dominating in some areas, there's still plenty of space for innovation.
Exactly. And that's what keeps things interesting, constantly evolving, new technologies, new business models.
Okay, but with all this innovation, all this disruption, how do we know what to focus on? How do we cut through the noise and find the solutions that are truly game-changing?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? One key thing to look for is real-world impact.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's not enough for a company to just have a cool AI algorithm or a fancy app. They need to show real benefits.
For patients and providers.
Exactly. So, for example, if a company claims their AI diagnostic tool improves patient outcomes, well, we need to see the proof.
The evidence.
Right. Are there clinical studies? Is there data backing up those claims?
We need to hold these companies accountable.
We do. Demand proof, not just promises.
Makes sense.
And that's where rigorous research, data analysis, all of that becomes crucial. We need to be smart about this.
Be discerning consumers of healthcare IT.
Right. Look for the solutions that have solid evidence behind them.
It's easy to get swept up in the excitement of new technology.
It is. But we got to stay grounded. Demand those evidence-based solutions.
Okay, so thinking about the companies themselves, what are some of the specific challenges they face? We've talked about the exciting stuff, but what about the hurdles they need to overcome?
Well, one of the biggest is navigating the regulatory landscape.
Yes. Healthcare is highly regulated.
It is. And these startups, they need to make sure their solutions comply with all the rules, all the regulations.
So it's not just as simple as building a cool app and launching it.
No, not at all. We're talking Philly for patient privacy, FDA regulations if they're dealing with medical devices.
Oh, right.
State licensing laws. It can be a real maze.
A bureaucratic maze.
Exactly. And then there's the challenge of funding.
Yeah. Money always makes things complicated.
It does. We've seen a surge in investment, but it's still competitive.
So they need a good business plan.
Absolutely. They got to show investors a clear path to profitability.
It's not just about having a cool idea. They have to prove it's a viable business.
Exactly. Investors want to see they understand the market, they have a good team, a realistic plan to make money.
Sounds like it takes a special kind of entrepreneur to succeed in this world.
It does. Someone who's not just innovative, but understands business and regulations. And it's not just about the founders either.
It's the whole team.
Yes. The team needs expertise in engineering, data science, healthcare operations, you name it.
It's a team effort.
Yeah.
So even with a great team, a solid plan, there's still the challenge of getting people to actually use their solutions.
Right. Oh, that's a huge one. One of the biggest barriers is inertia.
What do you mean by that?
Well, healthcare providers, they can be reluctant to change their ways, especially if they're used to older systems.
Even if those systems aren't ideal.
Exactly. So you got to overcome that resistance. Show them that these new solutions can actually make their lives easier, improve patient care.
So user-centric design is key.
Absolutely. You got to understand their needs, their pain points, prove that your product can integrate smoothly, improve efficiency, enhance patient care.
And I imagine building those relationships is key.
It's essential. It's not just a transaction. It's a partnership. And those partnerships are what drive adoption, get feedback, create solutions that really make a difference.
It all ties back to that tapestries of innovation idea. It's about connecting different parts of the healthcare ecosystem.
It is. Collaboration, integration, a shared vision for better healthcare.
So we've talked about the possibilities, the challenges. Mm-hmm. What does all this mean for the future of healthcare? Are we on the edge of a major transformation, or are these just small improvements?
That's the big question, isn't it? What's clear is that things are changing fast. Healthcare IT has the potential to reshape everything.
So it's not just about digitizing what we already do. It's about changing how healthcare is delivered, experienced.
Exactly. We're seeing a shift from reactive, episodic care to a more proactive, preventative approach, more patient-centric. And technology is at the heart of it.
It's not just about treating diseases. It's about empowering people, giving them control over their health and well-being.
That's it. And that's where all these trends converge. AI, personalized care, wearables, even climate health, all contributing to a more holistic view of healthcare.
Moving towards a future where healthcare is more personalized, predictive, preventative. But how do we get there?
One of the biggest hurdles is data interoperability.
The data problem. Why is it so hard to share data in healthcare?
Well, it's complicated. Different systems use different formats, different standards. There are privacy concerns, competitive dynamics.
So it's not just a tech issue. It's cultural, economic too.
It is. But there's this growing recognition that data sharing is key for better care, lower costs, and driving innovation.
So how do we solve it?
Yeah.
Break down these silos.
It takes a multifaceted approach. We need common data standards, robust infrastructure to handle all that data securely.
And a shift in mindset.
Exactly. A culture of collaboration, data sharing. Everyone needs to be on board. Providers, payers, tech companies, policymakers. It's a big challenge, but one we can't ignore.
So what does a world with true data interoperability look like?
Imagine going to a new doctor and they have your entire medical history.
Regardless of where you've been treated before.
Exactly. No more carrying around stacks of papers, repeating the same info over and over.
That would be amazing, just for the convenience factor alone.
Right. But it's more than that. Your doctor has a complete picture of your health. They can make better decisions.
Coordinate your care better. Maybe even catch problems sooner.
Exactly. It's about improving the quality of care.
And that's really the ultimate goal here. Using technology to make a better healthcare system for everyone.
It is. It's incredible to think how far we've come, but also how much potential is still out there.
It's an exciting time for healthcare. It does feel like we're at a turning point. You know, so much potential, but also a lot of complexity to work through.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Really thrilling time to be watching all of this unfold.
Definitely. Out of everything we've talked about today, what would you say is the biggest takeaway for you? What stands out the most?
I think for me, it's just how much innovation is happening everywhere. I mean, across the board, like we're seeing AI changing everything, medical coding, drug development, you know, even personalized care plans.
Yeah, and it's not even just about the technology itself. It's about using it to make healthcare more patient-centered, more holistic.
Exactly. That shift towards really putting the patient first. That's what struck me too. It's like healthcare is finally catching up to the rest of the world, you know, in terms of personalization and really giving people more control.
Absolutely. So speaking of what's next, what are you most excited to see develop in the future of healthcare IT? What's on your watch list?
Ooh, that's a good question. One area I'm really fascinated by is the connection between healthcare and climate change.
Yeah, we just started touching on that. It seems like a whole new frontier.
It is. We're just beginning to grasp how much climate change is going to impact our health. And I think digital health companies have a huge opportunity here, you know, to develop solutions that help us adapt.
It's a whole different way of thinking about health, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not just treating diseases in isolation.
Right. It's about understanding how interconnected everything is, our health, the environment.
So what kind of innovations do you see happening in that space?
Well, just imagine things like early warning systems for heat waves or for air pollution, personalized guidance on climate risks, maybe even telemedicine platforms that can connect people in remote areas to specialists, you know, people who can help them manage conditions that are sensitive to the climate.
That's pretty amazing. Feels like healthcare is finally starting to think bigger, breaking out of those traditional silos, embracing a more holistic, you know, interconnected view of well-being.
I agree. It's a really positive step forward. We're seeing healthcare as part of a larger system, one that includes not just physical health, but mental, emotional, social well-being, and the health of our planet, too.
So it's not just about living longer. It's about living better.
Right, exactly. And technology is a huge part of making that happen.
But of course, we have to use it wisely.
Oh, for sure. Like any powerful tool, there are risks, challenges we need to be aware of.
Definitely. So as we wrap up here, what's one key takeaway you'd like to leave our listeners with? Something to think about as they navigate this new world of healthcare.
That's a tough one. I'd say just stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged. The future of healthcare is being shaped right now, and we all have a part to play in making sure it's a future that works for everyone.
Well said. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of healthcare IT startups. It's been a fantastic conversation.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this exploration of the trends shaping the future of health. Until next time, keep diving deep.